For Connecticut Public Radio, I'm Frankie Graziano. 22,000 of Connecticut's children have parents that are 18 to 24 years old, and many of those families are living in poverty. That's according to a report from a national organization that supports families and the communities they live in. The Annie E. Casey Foundation classifies them as family units with young parents. Connecticut has fewer of these families than the national average, but members of the Connecticut Association for Human Services suggest that the number needs deeper analysis. Kayla Goldfarb is a policy analyst.
Of those, 70% are living in low-income households. That's not to say that all young parent families are low-income, but a large majority are. And it's also important to note that when we talk about low-income, we're generally talking about families living beneath 200% of the federal poverty level. When we look at this figure of 70% of young parent families who are living beneath that federal poverty level, they're not even close to getting by.
Elizabeth Fraser is a policy director for CAUSE. She says that young parents need to be given the opportunity to provide for their families so that they can rise above poverty and help boost the local economy.
Right now, we have a large number of students who only have a high school degree or don't even have a high school degree. And those families with young children are destined for a very low-income lifestyle. We need to find ways that we can provide for those families to access education and job training programs.
Both Goldfarb and Fraser recommend state agencies adopt a two-generation approach. Instead of providing support to individual people that make up a household, state departments should focus on rendering services to the family unit as a whole. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.